Muy buenos días a todos, compañeras, compañeros.
Good morning, comrades.
Como decía el compañero, yo voy a tratar de sintetizar cuáles son las consecuencias que los trabajadores en Bolivia estamos viviendo a raíz de la privatización.
So I will try to synthesize or put together all the different effects of privatization on the citizens of Bolivia.
Primero decir de que en Bolivia se construyó durante 60 años un patrimonio nacional compuesto por empresas muy importantes.
So to start off, I want to talk about in the last 60 years there have been very large companies that have been involved in this privatization.
Una empresa telefónica muy grande, una empresa petrolera también muy importante, quizás las más importantes del país, una empresa de ferrocarriles, una empresa de aviones y una empresa de energía eléctrica.
So the most important companies that were involved were a telephone company, an oil or petroleum company, airplane company, and electricity.
Ese conjunto de empresas, el gobierno calculó que aproximadamente significaba 1.300 millones de dólares.
So the government has calculated that the combination of all of these companies has made 1,300 million dollars.
El gobierno, con una palabra muy muy interesante, dijo: no vamos a privatizar, vamos a capitalizar. O sea, buscaba socios para cada empresa tenía un valor y los socios que querían invertir en esa empresa deberían invertir la misma cantidad que costaba esa empresa.
So instead the government was able to use a different vocabulary. Instead of saying we're going to privatize the companies, they said we're going to capitalize upon them and get investors to put in amounts of money that was equal to the value of the company.
Entonces los bolivianos éramos propietarios del 50% de las acciones y el otro 50% era parte del inversionista.
So the Bolivian citizens were considered owners of 50% of those companies and the investors had the other 50%.
Eso se hizo mediante una ley de capitalización. Pero lo que ocurrió es que a pocos días de tener los inversionistas se cambió la ley y se dijo ya no 50% y 50%, sino 49% para los bolivianos y 51% para los inversionistas.
So this was done by way of passing a law that it would be 50-50. But a few days after the law went into effect, the government said that the law was changed. Now it was 49% for the Colombian citizens and Bolivian citizens and 51% for the investors.
Entonces ya ahí la mayoría tenían las acciones los inversionistas, pero en el directorio de cada empresa habían 7 miembros. 4 miembros para los inversionistas y 3 miembros para los representantes de los bolivianos.
So then there was a board of directors that was set up for these companies in which there was 7 members. 4 were to be investors and 3 were to be Bolivian citizens.
Las inversiones en los contratos de capitalización de cada empresa se establecía un cronograma de inversiones que deberían hacer las empresas que habían capitalizado nuestras empresas.
So then they began to set up a system for this capitalization, in which there was a system set up of numbers in which the investors should start capitalizing these companies.
Entonces el gobierno decía, la empresa telefónica vale 600 millones de dólares. Entonces se buscaba un inversionista que invierta 600 millones de dólares también, para que la empresa cueste 1.200 millones de dólares. Decía 1 más 1 igual 2. Entonces, capital más capital, dos capitales, trabajadores más trabajadores, doble de trabajador, más empleo también, decía el gobierno.
So the way the government explained it was that if there was the phone company was worth $600 million, then they would look for investors who would also invest another $600 million, so that the company was worth now $120 million. So, but the government was able to explain it and say that this 1 plus 1 equals 2, that if we have 60 and 60, we're doubling it, so we'll also double the amount of workers and the amount of jobs.
¿Por qué les cuento esto? Porque puede que en algún otro país se quiera hacer lo mismo, porque el propio gobierno de Estados Unidos dijo que el modelo boliviano era un modelo muy interesante y que había que difundirlo en todo el mundo. De hecho, algunos ministros, exgobernantes que participaron en ese proceso de capitalización, ahora están de asesores en Ecuador y en otras partes para hacer lo mismo.
So the United States government started paying attention to what was going on in Bolivia and was starting to make, starting to speak publicly that this Bolivian model was a great model for privatization, or what they called in Bolivia, capitalization of companies, and that we should take this model and start implementing it in different countries around the world. So there are now members that used to be they were the ministers, the leaders of this capitalization in Bolivia, are now in all different countries, even Ecuador and different countries, trying to implement this system of capitalization.
Eso fue hace 5 años. ¿Y qué pasó ahora? ¿Cómo estamos ahora? Y eso quiero contarles.
So that was 5 years ago. So now he wants to speak about what's actually happened in those 5 years.
Ese paquete de las empresas que costaba 1.300 millones de dólares, primero, que se ha comprobado que las empresas que debían invertir no han invertido de acuerdo al cronograma que estaba establecido.
So of this group of companies that were valued at $1,300 million, they're now finding out that what they were, the system that they had set up in trying to capitalize, they have not been following this system and not sticking to what they said they would do.
Y si han invertido, como por ejemplo la empresa telefónica que se ha hecho cargo de una empresa italiana, las inversiones han significado comprar absolutamente todo productos italianos y no productos bolivianos, por ejemplo en cuestiones de cables para teléfonos y en otros insumos que, existiendo en Bolivia, no han comprado en Bolivia, sino que han traído de Italia para Bolivia.
So for example, the telephone company that was involved in this capitalization was an Italian company that was based in Bolivia. So after this capitalization, they started, they ran their business in that they would not buy any sort of Bolivian products, like cable, phone wire, all the different things that they needed for their phone company. They would only buy Italian-made phone products, and they would bring it into Bolivia.
O sea que esa inversión no se ha hecho en Bolivia, sino en los países de origen. no ha entrado dinero prácticamente a Bolivia. ¿Qué pasó con los empleos? La empresa telefónica, que es la que costaba más dinero, en los 5 años ha despedido al 30% de los trabajadores que originalmente estaban en la empresa.
So first off, what does this mean for Bolivia? First of all, the investment that was supposed to have been made into the Bolivian economy has not happened. The Italian company has put all their money into Italy because they're buying all these products from Italy. And then if we look at the employees of this telephone company, since this capitalization of the company, which was valued to be the largest company in this group, 30% of the employees have been laid off.
¿Qué pasó con las tarifas de telefonía internacional? Llamar de Italia, de Bolivia a Italia, digamos, cuesta 3. Y llamar de Italia a Bolivia cuesta 1. O sea, llamar de Bolivia afuera cuesta 3 veces más que llamar de afuera a Bolivia.
So if you, we can also look at the tariffs or the taxes on international phone calls. To call from Bolivia, let's say to call from Bolivia to Italy or to call outside internationally, it would cost 3 times more than to call from Italy to Bolivia.
Hay empresas donde antes de la capitalización, que es privatización, el gerente de esa empresa, que era boliviano, ganaba aproximadamente $3,000.
So, in these companies that that were part of this capitalization, which is really just privatization, there was the CEO, let's say, of the company would, before this capitalization, would be earning approximately $3,000.
Los mismos gerentes ahora de empresas petroleras que son extranjeros, el mismo gerente, pero que ahora es norteamericano, gana $58,000 al mes.
So now, for example, the CEO or the head of the petroleum company, who is a North American, he's born to Bolivia, earns $58,000 a month.
¿Qué significa entonces? El gerente de esa empresa antes gastaba su plata en Bolivia. El gerente americano ahora no gasta los $58,000 en Bolivia, sino que también va a parar a su cuenta bancaria en los Estados Unidos.
So these heads of the companies or the CEOs don't, before they were from Bolivia, so they would spend their money, their $3,000, in Bolivia. Now these foreign, I believe the head of the petroleum company is from the United States, he spends his $58,000 a month in the United States.
En algunas compañías, esa diferencia de sueldos entre los gerentes se ha puesto como una inversión, está en la contabilidad como una inversión.
So now this increase in the heads of these companies, CEOs, the increase in their pay is in their accounting books is looked upon as an investment into the company.
Antes la empresa petrolera estatal entregaba al Tesoro General de la Nación, al Estado boliviano, aproximadamente unos $420 millones al año, que servía para servicios de educación, salud y otros a Bolivia.
So before this privatization of the petroleum company, it was a state petroleum or state oil company. The company would take $420 million and give it to the National Treasury, which would be used for public social services.
Ahora, por concepto de impuestos a las empresas petroleras extranjeras, etcétera, etcétera, solo recibe el Estado $80 million al año.
So now, because of the different tariffs and taxes and the different expenses of after this privatization, the company now gives $80 million to the Treasury.
Entonces, ¿qué pasó? Primero, que los servicios no han mejorado, los servicios son mucho más caros y el Estado deja de recibir muchísimo menos dinero que antes de la privatización.
So now what has happened? The companies, the services that they provide are not any better. The rates that they charge are much higher, and the state government or the treasury receives much less money than they did before.
Los trabajadores son menos, tienen menos salarios, sus condiciones de trabajo son más precarias, no tienen sindicato, se han eliminado los sobretiempos, trabajan los domingos y han retirado a una gran cantidad de trabajadores antiguos con una cultura sindical y han contratado nuevos trabajadores que no tienen absolutamente ninguna experiencia de organización ni de lucha.
So, in terms of the workers, there are less workers, they get paid lower wages, they have worse working conditions, they are not able to organize in unions. There was a sort of forced early retirement of the older workers who had seniority, and they were replaced by younger workers who had no experience in union organizing.
Solo por haber privatizado las empresas, Bolivia pierde alrededor de $1,300 millones por año.
So after this privatization, the Bolivian government loses approximately $1,300 million per year.
Para terminar, un ejemplo más claro de los ferrocarriles.
So to give a more even clear example, we're going to speak about the train system.
El tren, los ferrocarriles fueron concesionados a una empresa chilena por 40 años por aproximadamente unos $40 millones. La empresa va a recuperar en 4 años esos $40 millones. O sea que va a tener 36 años para tener absolutamente utilidades.
So the train company was sold to a Chilean owner who the company was sold for approximately $40 million. So it's estimated that in four years they'll get back that investment. Mm-hmm. So then later, everything.
En los supuestos directorios de cada empresa, que son 7, como les decía, ningún boliviano sabe quién ha nombrado a los 3 representantes de los bolivianos en el directorio de esa empresa. Nadie sabe quiénes son.
So in the board of directors that they had set up, in which we had said before that there was 7 members, 4 from the company and 3 from a Bolivian representation. Nobody knows the 3 representatives that were supposed to be there for the Bolivian citizens. Nobody knows who they are or how they got there.
Se ha hecho una investigación y se ha descubierto, se ha sabido que muchos de ellos son exfuncionarios, exgobernantes o familiares de los gobernantes del anterior periodo, del anterior gobierno, ¿no?
So there, an investigation was started into who these people actually were, and it was found out that most of them were either ex-officials, ex-members of the government, or family members of people who were in the government in the period prior to this privatization.
Por ejemplo, se ha descubierto que un funcionario que participó en el proceso de privatización de la empresa petrolera ahora es asesor de la empresa petrolera extranjera.
So now, for example, they investigated and found that the present official who sits on this board of directors in the petroleum company, in the privatized petroleum company, was the ex-treasurer of the state petroleum company.
Entonces, para terminar, la privatización perjudica gravemente a los países porque no tienen recursos para invertir en educación, en salud, en servicios básicos a la gente. Y lo que tienen que hacer los gobiernos es crear más impuestos para que la gente saque de sus bolsillos para conseguir más dinero para estos servicios.
So what has happened is that the country has the damages that have incurred are that because they're losing money with the privatization of these companies, they have to raise taxes so that the citizens themselves are paying out of these pockets, paying out of their pockets to pay to replace the amount of money that was lost, that was used for education and medical services and social services.
La privatización no mejora los servicios, eleva las tarifas, despide a trabajadores y las condiciones de los trabajadores cada vez son peores.
So the privatization has worsened the services that these companies provide, raises taxes and lessens the amount of workers that work at the companies and makes their working conditions to worsen also.
Y además que la privatización es un acto de corrupción entre los grandes intereses transnacionales, los organismos financieros como el Banco Mundial y el Fondo Monetario Internacional, que asociados a los gobernantes se vuelven socios minoritarios de los consorcios que se hacen cargo de las empresas, y nuestro patrimonio, nuestras riquezas, nuestros recursos naturales van a parar a manos de los extranjeros de manera absolutamente corrupta, porque los contratos, los procesos son absolutamente oscuros.
So if this privatization actually causes the country to
Son procesos.
It's a corrupt process in which the objectives of transnational corporations are what is the focus, and it's associated with the IMF, the World Bank, and that it's the same group of people and ex-officials that were in the state companies that now, when the company is privatized, they're the same group, select few, that are involved in these agreements. And what happens is that it's a system that is filled with corruption, and that the citizens of Bolivia, the natural resources are stripped of the country, and it's the mood of the entire just agreement is one of of darkness and corruption.
Por eso, así como se ha desprivatizado el agua en Cochabamba por un proceso absolutamente corrupto y de pillaje, de robo, es que la gente se ha dado cuenta de que la causa de sus males es la privatización y se está empezando una lucha para recuperar esas empresas que han sido privatizadas.
So, for example, the privatization of the water in Cochabamba in Bolivia, people have realized that this privatization is what is causing the pillage and the robbery of their services. And so now people are realizing that the privatization is what caused this. So that now people are organizing a battle to pull back, to get back their water as a public service.
Bueno, yo les he relatado esto para que sepan que además estos procesos se dan en los países pobres. Pero, por ejemplo, yo me sorprendí cuando supe que el 80% del servicio de agua aquí en Estados Unidos es un servicio público, pero en Bolivia se obliga a que el servicio de agua se privatice.
And I came to speak about how this happens in poor countries, but I was surprised to learn that in the United States, 80% of the water system is a public service. But in Bolivia, the complete water system is forced to be privatized.
Por eso queremos decirles de que sabemos que va a ser una lucha muy dura el poder reapropiarnos de nuestras riquezas. No solamente se ha privatizado nuestro patrimonio, nuestras empresas, sino también nuestros recursos naturales. Y estamos en un proceso de organización, de concientización, de conocimiento de lo que efectivamente está pasando, y hemos de continuar para seguir luchando y recuperar todo aquello que nos han quitado.
So I'm here to tell you that although it's been a hard battle and people are beginning to organize, we are still in the process of just consciousness raising, of getting people to understand that this privatization is what has caused the worsening of the services and conditions, and that now we are in the midst of a struggle to redistribute the services so that they're again under public control.
That's all. Thank you.